Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. My name is Joe McLaughlin. I just talked to one of your other folks there, one of your other colleagues, disputing a bill which he's going to give me a credit for. And in talking to Visa, I find out there's another charge on the bill I haven't received yet for the coming month. Now, they'll either dispute it for me. We'll get the charge canceled on that. Maybe she is doing that, but I'm not sure.
Let me check that, okay?
Sure.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
60045.
Okay, thanks for that. And your name?
First name is Joseph. Last name is McLaughlin, M-C, capital L, A-U-G-H-L-I-N.
All right, thanks for that. Can you confirm your shipping address? I see your name in here.
1700 North Waukegan Road, Lake Forest, Illinois.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I can see here that you ordered the Wi-Fi booster on the 8th of March, and you were subscribed to the...
Yeah, I have a number on the cancellation of the billing on February the...
Can you give it to me?
Yeah, sure. Hang on a second. The confirmation number is Susan Charlie 25930426.
All right, thank you for that. I see that. Yeah, and I can see
When I was speaking to her, I didn't know that there was a charge that is already going to appear in my next bill on Visa. I only found that out when I was talking to them a moment ago.
Sir, but you got refunded and your account is canceled.
Well, you're saying that has been you're saying both the February and the March has been refunded? What are you showing?
Sir, I can see that you are refunded, so just give it a couple of days, business days, so you can see it back into your card, all right?
I'm sorry, what?
Just give it a couple of days so you can see it back into your card.
Yeah, but I'm just asking you, I know about the February charge that I spoke to the young lady about, but I didn't know there was, and she said to cancel anything out in the future, but I didn't know it had already been not charged to my card for the coming bill that I haven't gotten in the mail yet, but Visa has in her computer.
That's what you got refunded for, sir.
So you're saying it's being refunded on both of them?
Sir, I believe she advised you that the last charge could be refunded and that you accepted that.
The last charge I knew of was February. That's the only one I spoke to her about. Now, both of them, now that I find that there's one for March also, that should be refunded.
Sir, give me one second.
Yeah, I'll
because
get it.
Because you got the Wi-Fi booster.
Correct.
And you got that because you subscribed to a membership,
No, I didn't.
Sir.
I mean,
yes, you did, sir. All your information is here, and it's confirmed.
Fine. You want me to have
is your email joemcl@ameritech.net?
I didn't see about subscribing to anything. Now, listen.
Well, I'm sorry that you missed it, sir, but that's the service that was given to you.
I'll have the FTC call. You want me to do that? Fine. I'll have
okay.
Visa.
But,
Hello?
Sir, it's only a small charge of 50. It was a small. It's a small charge for $56.95, sir.
And
man, you had a service given to you.
It's a scam.
Sir, you got a Wi-Fi booster. It's not working for you?
No.
Sir, you got a Wi-Fi booster, because we're getting the membership, not the other way around. It's like if you go to Costco and they give you a gift because you get the membership. That's how it was.
Oh, no. There was no membership thing. Listen, I hear what you're saying. I'll have Visa call. I'll complain. I'll call the Federal Trade Commission and take my time and complain. Okay. That'll take care of it. Correct?